You may see fewer cars with those pink mustaches on the road in the coming months. That's because the Seattle City Council yesterday voted to limit the number of cars that car hire companies like Lyft, UberX, and Sidecar can have on the road at any one time. It was a compromise measure that failed to satisfy many who were involved in the bitter, months-long debate. KUOW's Deborah Wong reports.
Companies that let people make money off their personal cars by hiring themselves out for rides have been operating outside the law, much to the chagrin of the heavily regulated taxi industry. So for months, the city council has been trying to work out a compromise that would legalize the increasingly popular rideshare services, but also protect the traditional taxi industry. The council voted to set licensing, insurance, and training requirements. It also set a limit of 150 on the number of cars any of those companies can have on the streets at any one time. That's something that companies like Uber had been fighting. Brooke Steger is the general manager in Seattle.
It's extremely disappointing that the city council has chosen to ignore tens of thousands of their voters, hundreds of drivers, and pass an ordinance that will be destructive to hundreds of small businesses here in town.
Steger says if a cap remains in place, UberX will have to question whether it can do business in Seattle. Taxi companies had been arguing for a cap, but they say this one doesn't go far enough to protect their drivers who have been playing by the rules.
And the Seattle City Council threw them to the dogs.
Chris Van Dyke is the general manager of Green Taxi. He says even though each rideshare company is limited to 150 cars on the road at a time, there is no cap on the number of companies or on the total number of cars.
Potentially we could get another 2,000, 3,000 vehicles on the road. And if that happens, no single driver is able to make a living.
The cap will run as a two-year pilot. City council members say they'll watch what happens and could make changes along the way. I'm Deborah Wong, KUOW News.